lagi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Dana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Gopi Dana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhaja Kacharya Osho Tadasata Sri Simad His Divine Grace Iskan Founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shridhar Prabhupada Ki. Dayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhaja Kacharya Oshatara Satasri Simad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Thakur Ki. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. Namchaya Shila Haridash Thakur Ki. Premsakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakti Rinda Ki. Shri Shiradha Krishna Gagopinasham Kun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Mathura Dham Ki. Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki. Ganga Jamuna Mai Ki. Bhakti Dham Devi ki, Tulsi Maharani ki, Iskan Bibiti Founder Chaya Shira Prabhupada ki, Shishivara Landanishwara ki, Gruntara Shimad Bhagavatam ki, Gluk Premdan Harinam Sen Kirtan Yagya ki. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. Glories to Guru Gauranga. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 10, entitled Maharaj Shahugana Meets Jadabharat. Text number 4. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So again, we have the difficult to chant the text here, so we'll just do the word for word. Na, not, vayam, we, nada deva, O Lord amongst human beings. The king is supposed to be the representative of Deva, the personality of Godhead. Pramata, neglectful in our duties. Bhavat niyama, anupata, who are always obedient to your order. Sadhu, properly. Eva, certainly. Vahama, we are carrying. I am this man. Adhuna, just recently. Eva, indeed. Niyukta, being engaged to work with us. Api, although. Na, not. Drutam, very quickly. Brajati, works. Na, not. Anena, him. Saha, with. Vodhum, to carry. Uha, oh. Vayam, we. Parayama, are able. Iti, thus. Translation. O Lord, please note that we are not at all negligent in discharging our duties. We have been faithfully carrying this palanquin according to your desire, but this man who has been recently engaged to work with us cannot walk very swiftly. Therefore, we are not able to carry the palanquin with him. Please repeat. O Lord, please note that we are not at all negligent in discharging our duties. We have been faithfully carrying this palanquin according to your desire. But this man who has been recently engaged to work cannot walk very swiftly. Therefore, you are not able to carry the palanquin with him. Purport. The other palanquin carriers were sudras, whereas Jadabharat was not only a high caste brahmana, but also a great devotee. Sudras do not sympathize with other living beings, but a Vaishnava cannot act like a sudra. Whenever a sudra and a brahmana Vaishnava are combined, there will certainly be imbalance in the execution of duties. The sudras were walking with the palanquin without at all caring for the ants on the ground. But Jadabharat could not act like a sudra, and therefore difficulty arose. Translation again. O Lord, please note that we are not at all negligent in discharging our duties. We have been faithfully carrying this palanquin according to your desire. But this man who has been recently engaged to work with us cannot walk very swiftly. Therefore, we are not able to carry the palanquin with him. Oma gyan timanandasya ginangina shalakaya chakshunamilitam jainatasmai sigurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jainabhutale shvayam rupakadamayam dadantisva padantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Om Mam Him Shrom Om Farom Tataka Hatika Kesha Gajalat Padikulochana Bindaraka Nakasparsa Devasimha Namostate. So again, this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam is entitled Maharaj Rahugana Meets Jadabharat. In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear how the Sudra Palokan carriers are complaining because they cannot cooperate with the great devotee Jadabharat. This is because Jadabharat, being the great devotee that he is, has the vision of a great saint. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmaniga Vihastini Sunichaiva Sapakicha Pandita Samadarshanaha. That a truly learned person, a pandit, he sees with equal vision all living entities. He doesn't distinguish necessarily because of the body, but he sees the soul within. Therefore, he is naturally respectful to all living entities, to all souls. Therefore, as the palakan is being borne along by the sudras and Jadabharat, he's very careful not to step on any of the ants that are crossing the path. Of course, this brings to mind Magrai the hunter. Yesterday in class, we were discussing Magrai the hunter and how vicious was his vision, that he took great pleasure in half-killing the animals. He learned this art from his father, how to shoot the arrow in such a way that the animal was mortally wounded. It wouldn't die immediately, but it would suffer extreme pain. But after receiving the blessings of his Guru Maharaj, Sri Narada Muni, and becoming sufficiently purified by chanting the holy names, the lotus feet of Srimati Tulsi Devi, later on, when his Guru Maharaj came to that part of the forest again to visit him, then Magrari came forward to offer obeisances to his spiritual master, but he stopped just short. And the saint that was accompanying Narada Muni, he noted, what type of disciple is this? He is not offering his obeisances to his spiritual master, after having not seen him for such a long time. Narada Muni looked close and said, oh, yes, but you see, there's some ants on the path. He is not paying his obeisances because he doesn't want to disturb the ants. So this is a devotee. He gives equal respect to all living entities. Therefore, Jadabharat was moving in a different way than the other carriers. We can just imagine the scene. They're walking in perhaps a very military step, carrying the great Raj, the great king. But Jadabharat, seeing all these ants, he's, you know, walking here and there like this, and as a result, the palakan is bumping. So Prabhupada says the low-class men who were accompanying him could care less about the ants, and thus there was some friction between themselves and Jadabharat. Srila Prabhupada concludes his purport by saying that thus a devotee should not intimately associate with non-devotees because this will create an imbalance because of different visions, because of different lifestyles. Actually, this is one of the main precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that in order to become Krishna conscious, we should intimately associate with devotees, and we should strictly avoid the association of non-devotees, so there's no imbalance, so that we can become Krishna conscious. Sadhusanga, sadhusanga, savashastukhoi, lavamatta sadhusanga, savasiddhihoi. We should seek out the association of devotees, serve their lotus feet, because even a lavamatra, even a moment's association with a devotee can bring us perfection in Krishna consciousness. And conversely, asat sanga tyaga e vaishnavachara, shtri sangi ekasadu krishna bhakta ara, that we should strictly avoid the association of non-devotees. This principle of associating with devotees is elaborated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Srila Sanatana Goswami. I believe it is 22nd chapter of Madhya Lila. He discusses the 64 most essential items for advancing in Krishna consciousness. There's many things that one can do to advance in devotional service. Devotional service is actually unlimited. But for the aspiring devotee, aspiring candidate, there are 64 items which are particularly favorable for making advancement in Krishna consciousness. In that chapter, Mahaprabhu, he says to Srila Sanatana Goswami, Ebe shadana bhakti lakshana shuna shanatana yaha hoite pai Krishna prema mahadhan. That, my dear Sanatan, please now hear about the regulative principles for the execution of devotional service. By this process, one can attain the highest perfection of love of God, which is the most desirable treasure. So he begins to enlighten him. What are the 64 activities which are very favorable? You can make very quick progress in Krishna consciousness. 64. Why not 63, 65, 66? Why does Mahaprabhu particularly instruct Sanatana Goswami in 64 items of devotional service? Well, we may take it that 64 is an auspicious item, an auspicious number for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, if for no other reason. 64 is an auspicious number. There's many auspicious numbers in Krishna consciousness. Like the Karmis have their auspicious numbers, like 7. Considered a lucky number. 7-11 in gambling. So for Vaishnavas, they also have their auspicious numbers. 108 is an auspicious number. 64 is also auspicious. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained the Atmaram verse, 64 ways to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. There are 64 items of deity worship mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasa Mita Sindhu, and also, conversely, 64 offenses as well to be avoided. Sandapani Muni instructed Krishna and Balaram in 64 arts and skills. There's 64 principal sakis or maidservants of Krishna, out of which 8 are prominent. Bhaktisanatana Saraswati asks his disciples to chant 64 rounds a day. I believe he opened 64 moths around India. And Krishna killed the demon Naraka by sending 64 white elephants to crush him. Anyway, there's 64. 64 is an auspicious number. So, in the 22nd chapter of Madhyalila, then Mahaprabhu begins to instruct Srila Sanatana Goswami in these 64 most essential activities. And out of those 64, 5 are most prominent. Sadhusanga Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana Matura Vasha Shri Murtira Shradaya Sevana. These are the 5 most important activities out of the 64. Shadushang, that one should associate with devotees. He should chant the holy name of the Lord. He should hear the Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam. He should live in a holy place like Mathura. And he should worship the deity with faith and veneration and devotion. So how do we know specifically that these 5 items out of 64 are the most important? How do we know? Because Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami, Shakulesha dana sheshta e pancha anga, Krishna prema janamaya e pancha apasanga. He says the 5 limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of these 5 awakens ecstatic love for Krishna. So, Shadushanga Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana. So Shadushanga is the first of the 5 items stressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we can take it as most important because it's the first. Of course, all are essential. But it's the first, so we can take it. Just like when Prabhupada would travel sometimes, he would come to a temple. He would visit Dallas, Texas, and he would say to the devotees assembled, this Gurukul is the most important part of our movement because you are training the future leaders of the Krishna conscious movement, the future leaders of this world. So therefore, you are doing the most important service. Oh, they'd be very happy, inspired by their spiritual master. Then Prabhupada would go to Chicago, and he would preach, yes, you book distributors, you are doing the most important service. Then he would go to New York, where the devotees were very nicely worshipping Shishivada Govinda. Oh, this is the most important service you are doing, serving the lotus feet of our beloved Shishivada Govinda. Because by dressing them very beautiful, you will capture the attention of the people of this country. Then he would fly to San Francisco, and he would meet the Bhaktivedanta Institute. This is the most important service. Why is no one challenging these rascals, these scientists? If we don't defeat these rascals, then they will give so much nonsense. People will follow them to hell. Like that. So Prabhupada would encourage, everything is important. Everything is most important. It's like all the parts of your body are important. You consider them all most important. You wouldn't want to separate from any one of them. But head is most important, because without the head you can't do anything. So Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana. We can consider, or we can discuss today, how Sadhu Sangha is the most important. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even stresses that in that 22nd chapter to Srila Sanatana Goswami. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mulahaya Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prema Janme Teno Puno Mukha Anga. He says, the root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is what? Association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna is awoken, association with devotees is still most essential. Even when you come to the stage of, you know, pure devotional service, then association with devotees is still most essential. Because we always serve Krishna in the association of his devotees. We serve Krishna by serving his devotees. We serve Krishna through his devotees. Even in the spiritual world, we are simply considering ourselves assistants. That is our pleasure, to serve the devotees who are serving Krishna. So Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha Krishna Prema Janme Teno Puno Mukha Anga. The root cause of devotional service to Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Just like the parts of a tree, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, everything, where do they come? They all expand from the root of the tree. We just, when we look at a tree, we just see the trunk. So we think, oh, the trunk is the main part of the tree. From the trunk is coming the branches and the little twigs and the leaves and maybe sometimes the flowers, sometimes fruits also. But actually the very essence of the tree, from what it has all come, is the roots. The roots are in the ground. Everything expands from the root of the tree. So in the same way, an aspiring devotee's bhakti, or his devotion for Krishna, develops and expands in the association of devotees. So therefore the root cause of devotional service is the association of advanced devotees. And one time Srila Prabhupada said that 90% of our advancement in Krishna consciousness is as a result of associating with devotees. The other night we had darshan, we were discussing that he created the ISKCON movement for the purpose of giving devotees, and even non-devotees for that matter, the opportunity of Vaishnav Seva. One can go to India now, there's many holy persons, different holy places. Shishivada Landanishwara Ki. There's many holy persons, and one may go to get their association. But it's much easier if there's an organized society of devotees, where organized activities are going on, and one can easily come and participate in those activities. Just like here, for so many decades now, there's been the worship of Sri Sri Radhalana Nishwara, and based around their worship is a regular morning program, beginning with the Mangal Artik, and then the Japa, and then Guru Puja, and the class, and this is an organized program, and there's organized service going on within the temple. One can come and can immediately link up to and do some service part-time or full-time. When there's an institution like this, it's very easy because everything is very organized. When things are not organized, it's difficult to get anything done. So Prabhupada has set up a society which is organized not only in the holy places like Vrindavan or Mathura or Bombay or Calcutta or Mayapur for that matter, the whole world, one can link up to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and take up some devotional service and make gradual progress. Anyone can just walk off the street here and become immediately engaged in devotional service. He can have the association of devotees. So Prabhupada created ISKCON for that purpose, of giving devotees and even non-devotees the opportunity of Vaishnava Seva association. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says that we have to seek out the association of devotees if we're interested in Krishna consciousness. Asat Sangha Tyaga. We have to avoid the association of non-devotees and sadhu sangha, savashastukoi. Seek out the association of devotees of the Lord. Just like when a person is interested in sense gratification, then he seeks out the association of others of a similar mentality. I noticed here in London we were doing our shopping yesterday. Every other store is a bar or a food mart or a food stand. It's unlimited, just stretches to the horizon. And inside you see people there talking and drinking coffee and eating and discussing and exchanging gifts and realizations. This is nectar of instruction. How to become a materialist. Exchange your realizations about material life. Offer some mundane gift and eat some bhoga together. This is what people are doing out here. Every other shop is a food mart, so they're all eating there. They're all talking nonsense and giving some gifts. So we do the same thing for Krishna in the association of devotees. In our association with devotees, we exchange realization. Someone speaks, someone listens. We give some gift to a devotee, accept the gift. We cook some prasadam, we accept the prasadam. This is what happens in societies. These are the activities that are going on. So someone is fortunate, he can walk down the street instead of stumbling into some bar where these activities are going on or some restaurant or whatever. He may stumble into the temple and do these activities in a transcendental way. Or this organization is offering that opportunity. So as one desires sense gratification, he seeks out others of like mind, because when you want to enjoy, you don't enjoy by yourself, you enjoy in the association of others. One or two or three or four, the more the merrier. Association never means one, it always means others. Even Krishna, he expanded his Ladini Shakti, his internal energy, as Srimati Radharani, in order to enjoy transcendental pastimes. For that matter, he expanded himself as the living entities. We are created for the pleasure of Krishna. We are created to give pleasure to Krishna. So association means more than one. So when a person thinking, oh, that now it is Friday night, I can enjoy. What does he do? Stay home by himself and stare at the wall. He goes and he finds friends who also have similar likings for sense gratification. So somehow or other, the desire for Krishna consciousness is aroused in the heart, for whatever reason it may be, as a result of past devotional service, or perhaps one just maybe sees devotees and is interested. Or if one is fortunate enough to receive a book. Last night I spoke about my friend who I met on the street yesterday. He jumped out of the store. Hare Krishna! Excuse me, sir, I'm busy now. I have to. And he followed me. Hare Ram! Yes? Please speak to me something about Krishna. Why? Who are you? I'm an artist, a painter. I bought Bhagavad Gita 20 years ago, and every day I've read Bhagavad Gita 25 times. And also I have other books by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I said, you ever come to the temple? No. I don't come to the temple. I'm too fallen. I can't follow all the rules. But I always read Bhagavad Gita every day. So why don't you come to the temple sometime? No, too busy. And I'm not really a devotee. He quoted some verse from Gita. But you're living so close, why don't you come? Nah, I never come. Well, do you ever have any association? Well, 20 years ago, one of your people sold me a Bhagavad Gita. You know what Krishna says in Gita? We cannot be attached to the results of our work. We have to give it to Him, God. Well, thank you, sir. I hope to see you again sometime. So last night, I was speaking about Him, remember? And then there was one man sitting there. I thought, that person looks familiar. Who is this guy? Because I was concentrating on my lecture. I didn't like, but I was looking at the, you know, because sometimes you look at your audience to see the reaction, so how you'll speak. And afterwards, I was sitting there putting my shoes on, and this man came up. I don't know if you saw him sitting here. He had white hair. He came up to me and said, thank you very much. He said, I enjoyed your talk. I said, he said, you remember me? I said, no. He said, I'm the man you met on the street today who's been reading Bhagavad Gita for 20 years, has never came to the temple. Wow. Really? He said, you were talking about me. He said, thank you. He said, tears, eyes became full of tears. He said, now you've encouraged me. You've encouraged me in this Hare Krishna. He said, he said, thank you very much. And I said, no, it is I who have to thank you. He said, because I did book distribution for so many years, 11 years. I was always wondering, where are all those books now? What happened to all those people I distributed books to? Did any of those seeds, you know, enter the heart and sprout and develop? I said, by meeting you, I've seen it was all worth it. So he said, I said, are you going to come back again? He said, yeah, I'll come back again. So like that, without this, the organized temple here, the activities of the society, how would he link up? The seed of Krishna consciousness was planted in his heart 20 years ago. And he knew where to come. He always knew the temple was here, but never came. So just like when a person wants to enjoy sense gratification, he goes to associate with his mates. So when a person wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, then he can come into the society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and make progress. So Prabhupada said, we have to seek out the association of devotees. He said, for this reason we have begun the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There are many mercantile, scientific, and other associations in human society to develop a particular type of education or consciousness, but there's no association which helps one get free from material association. Like this society. So just how that association helps us advance in Krishna consciousness is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said that devotional service is something that is imbibed from another devotee. It's an interesting word, imbibed. Another way that Prabhupada explained imbibed, he said Krishna consciousness is contagious in the good sense. It's contagious. Just like in the bad sense, yesterday I was going around town, and because of the cold weather, you know, people were coughing and sneezing and, you know, spitting. You know. So my mother taught me that when you sneeze, close your mouth, boy. Achoo! Close your mouth. Oh, good boy. Because when you sneeze, what happens? Achoo! Shh. And then someone else catches it. So Prabhupada said when a devotee of the Lord speaks about Krishna, he says this in Krishna book, when advanced pure, he actually says pure devotee speaks about Krishna, then these little drops of nectar of Krishna consciousness are falling on the head of the audience. You become Krishna conscious. So we get a cold by being in the room where someone has a cold. Achoo! So we get Krishna consciousness by being in the association of someone who has Krishna consciousness. It's mystical, actually. How it happens. Even if we have no other qualifications, we're very low, very sinful, of bad birth, we have no intelligence, we can't understand so well the philosophy, we have many bad habits. Still, if you stay in the association of devotees, you'll become purified and you'll become Krishna conscious. That's how powerful the association of devotees is. Prabhupada, so this is how he explained imbibed. We catch Krishna consciousness from another devotee. Prabhupada mentions the first devotee who he caught Krishna consciousness from, in the good sense. And that's his dedication to the Krishna book. He says, to my father, Gormohan Day, 1849 to 1930. a pure devotee of Krishna, who raised me as a Krishna-conscious child from the beginning of my life. In my boyhood ages, he instructed me how to play the mridanga. He gave me Radha Krishna Vigraha to worship, and he gave me Jagannath Ratha to duly observe the festivals as my childhood play. He was kind to me, and I imbibed from him the ideas later on solidified by my eternal spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So even as a young child, Prabhupada, in his humility, was making advancement in Krishna consciousness. Where did he get it? He imbibed it from his father. So imbibe may also be understood that we take on the qualities of that with which we associate. For example, if you associate with the businessmen, there's many businessmen. This is the business district I took it. Yeah, so there are many businessmen walking around. So you walk around with them and you do things and you eat with them. Then you begin walking and talking and dealing like a businessman. There's also some drunkards. I was surprised to see that, you know, as it starts getting evening, the drunkards start putting out their cardboard mats. London becomes cardboard city. Now if you drive around on the way to the temple, I saw so many people lying on the street. I was amazed. It wasn't like that 5-10 years ago. So many people on the streets now. So many drunkards. If you associate with them, then you'll also become drunkard. If you associate with politicians, you'll take on the mannerisms of. If you associate with devotees, you become like a devotee. It's all a question of association. Why? Because we're tatastha shakti. We're the marginal. We're spiritual, but marginal energy of the Lord. We're apt to be influenced either by the spiritual or the material. If we keep ourselves in good association with Krishna and his devotees, we become purified. If we keep ourselves in bad association, then because we can be influenced, we'll become degraded. Like the chameleon lizard. When I was a boy in America, in those days you could send away for lizards and snakes and all kinds of things. In South America, there was some company. So I used to order snakes, and they'd come in the mail, and I'd open the box, and my mother would scream, and big lizards, and sometimes I ordered spiders. I had one cage, and I'd keep them all in the cage, and one day the glass broke, and they all got out. And for months, we were finding spiders under the cushions and snakes in the pot. So one of my favorite lizards was a chameleon lizard. This chameleon lizard from South America, his skin turns color according to the surface you put him on. You put him on a brown surface, whoop. Wow. When I was a boy, I was amazed. You put him on a green surface, watch, Mom. Wow. You put him on a red surface, wow. All day long, putting him on. So, we're like that. We're like the chameleon lizard in the sense that we're the tatastha. We're the marginal potency, and according to our association, we take on those qualities. So, therefore, association with devotees is essential. It's so important that Mahaprabhu, in 22nd chapter of Madhyalila, he quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam to Srila Sanatana Goswami. He says, Ata ajantikam shemam pichamo bhavato naga shamshayismin shanadopi tatsanga sevidirninam. He says, O devotees, O you who are free from all sins, let me inquire from you about that which is supremely auspicious for all living entities. Association with a pure devotee, even for a half a moment in this world, is the greatest treasure for human society. So we understand this point, because we always, often the speakers from here are quoting, sadhu sangha, savashastakoi. So it's most essential. So then, the next point is to establish how to recognize a devotee. It's like if you want to, if you need medical help, then you immediately look for someone in the uniform of a doctor. Or you need the police. Why do the police dress like they do? Because when you need help, you have to recognize, here's a policeman. Here's a, what do you call them? Bobbies? Bobbies with their hat. Here's a Bobby. I can see a Bobby. So how do you recognize a devotee? So 1977, in a lecture Prabhupada was giving in Bombay, he said, Vishnu Asha Devata Iti Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is defined as a person who has accepted Lord Vishnu as his worshipable deity. That's one way. You can walk down the street. Have you accepted Lord Vishnu as your worshipable deity? And you can always, yes, oh, then you are Vaishnava. Vishnu Asha Devata Iti Vaishnava. This is a devotee. One who is in his heart has accepted Krishna as his Lord and Master. Prandhanahe. The life of my soul, Krishna. And his Shita Tanya Shikshamrita by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he elaborates by saying that there are two types of Vaishnavas. There's two types of Vaishnavas. There's ordinary Vaishnavas and there's transcendentally situated Vaishnavas. Two types. Of course, the association of any Vaishnava is favorable. But if we want to refine our Krishna consciousness, then it's within our interest to associate with advanced devotees. We want to serve advanced devotees, hear from advanced devotees. We want to make firm friendship with devotees at our level of Krishna consciousness. And for those devotees who are less advanced, we want to help them. That is our seva to them. We want to bring them up to our platform of Krishna consciousness. But it's particularly recommended to associate with advanced devotees because we take on the qualities of that with which we associate. So to help us refine our understanding of the level of advancement of devotees, in the Shikshamrita, Tanya Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes two types of Vaishnava, ordinary Vaishnavas and transcendentally situated Vaishnavas. So ordinary Vaishnavas he describes in a very interesting way. He divides an ordinary Vaishnavas into three classes. One, those who believe in God, who believe in Krishna, but don't practice strictly. Two, those who accept the markings of a Vaishnava and respect Vaishnavas, but don't practice strictly. And three, those who are born in Vaishnava families, but don't practice strictly. Just like our beloved Gurukul children. They're all Vaishnavas, they're devotees, but we can see that some of them can't practice strictly, but they're Vaishnavas. Or someone may accept the markings of a Vaishnava, he may even offer, but he can't follow all the rules. He can follow one rule. I'm vegetarian, Prabhu. Oh, thank you. And we have to encourage, actually, we will see as our movement grows and many, many people take to Krishna consciousness. A huge congregation. It may not be that they can follow all the rules, but that's all right. We encourage them. We chant with them. They do service. I mean, even in the temple, some people can't follow all the rules. So those who believe in God, those who accept the markings of a Vaishnava, and those who are born in Vaishnava families. But if they can't practice strictly, they're considered ordinary Vaishnavas. As such, quote-unquote, ordinary Vaishnavas can be elevated by associating with transcendental Vaishnavas. So what is a transcendental Vaishnava? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes transcendental Vaishnava also in three categories. According to what? According to their chanting of the holy names, according to their faith, the degree of faith, and the third one is according to their realization of Krishna. So regarding the chanting of the holy names, in Madhyalila, Mahaprabhu says, a person who always chants the holy name of the Lord is considered to be advanced. And in the purport, Prabhupada said that such a transcendentally situated Vaishnava is always chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Nama. A transcendentally situated Vaishnava is one who's following all the rules and regulations, and in the beginning, he's chanting, but his mind wanders. Does it sound familiar? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He's transcendently situated in the sense that Mamchayo Vibhicharina Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatityaitan Brahma Bhuyo Kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down under any circumstance, transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman. So we can keep ourselves free from the influence of the material energy by strictly following all the rules and regulations and absorbing ourselves and chanting the holy names of the Lord. But in the beginning, although we're quote-unquote transcendentally situated, still because of some past contamination, you know, the mind may wander, etc. So then he says that one becomes more advanced, then he becomes accustomed to chanting and takes great pleasure in it. The mind doesn't wander. It stays fixed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. As we said yesterday, when one achieves the real thing, then one is no longer attracted to or impressed by the imitation. So Krishna is there in the form of his name. So if you're actually realizing that and you're taking great pleasure in that, then you're not going to think of anything else. Your mind's not going to wander anywhere. And then the most advanced stage, the most advanced transcendental Vaishnava, by his very presence, others chant Hare Krishna. If the first stage is that he's trying to control his mind by chanting. Second stage, he takes great pleasure. And the third stage is that just by his being present, people start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Right. So three categories of faith for transcendentally situated Vaishnavas. We learn that, of course, Upanishad. One whose faith is not very strong, is just beginning as a young devotee. One who does not know scriptural argument very well, but his faith is developing, is more advanced. One who's expert in understanding the Shastra, has deep faith, is considered topmost devotee. And three categories of realization of a transcendentally situated Vaishnava. The transcendentally situated Vaishnava may respect the deity, but he may not be able to appreciate the Lord in the hearts of the other devotees. He may not be able to offer enough respect to the other devotees. Intermediate devotee, he shows love for Krishna, makes friendship with other devotees, preaches to the innocent, and avoids the demoniac. And the most transcendentally situated Vaishnava, he sees within everything the soul of souls, Sri Krishna. That is the way we can recognize a Vaishnava, beginning from accepting that a devotee accepts Krishna as his worshipable deity. So ordinary Vaishnavas and transcendentally situated Vaishnavas. Now if we find these Vaishnavas, what should we do? Again, we should hear from the advanced Vaishnavas, become close friends with those on the same level, and help those who are just coming into Krishna consciousness. Now there's four basic ways which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it, that you can serve a Vaishnava. You can offer him a seat, you can wash his feet, you can assist him, and you can hear from him. And his discussions with Srila Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu stresses that the most important way you can associate with a devotee is by hearing from him. Hearing is so important. Just like on the outside world, asatsanga tyaga, a Vaishnava. We don't want to associate with the non-devotees. So what does that mean? We don't want to go up and embrace them? Ah! No. Yes, we don't want to go up and embrace them, but we should also understand that it's very contaminating to hear from them. There's different ways you can hear from them, through television, through radios, through CDs, through tapes, through newspapers and magazines. Just like in recent history when Princess Diana passed away, then even devotees were crying. Even devotees were, some devotees were feeling some sentiment. They were affected. Oh, Diana. Of course, a devotee, he doesn't take pleasure in anyone's suffering, but Krishna says a wise man laments neither for the living nor for the dead because of his transcendental vision, his knowledge. But how is it that some of us became affected? Because the media. How did these material emotions arise within our hearts? Because of association. We watched the TV and we saw the funeral and, you know, we heard, I mean, I didn't, but maybe you heard Elton John, John Elton, what's his name? Sing his song, you know, and then, what's happening? Because the medium of sound is very powerful. Sound is so powerful. Just turn on the radio, and then you turn the channel. Let's say we're in we're in Florence, and we're turning the channel, and we hear some political news, and it makes us angry. Just the sound. We turn a little further, we hear some blues. Oh, we become sad. A little further, we hear this report, and, you know, we become confused. A little further, we turn to Radio Krishna Santali. We hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We become blissful. So just in a few moments' space, sound has great potency on our consciousness. So therefore, Kirtana Yad Sada Hari, we should always be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. The sound has great potency. So therefore, it is the most powerful medium materially, and it is the most powerful medium spiritually. So Asat Sangha Tyaga, non-association, avoiding the association of non-devotees, doesn't just mean to talk with them and sit with them and touch them. It particularly means not to hear from them. But rather to hear from devotees. Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, Satam Shangam Mamavirya Samvido. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees. And it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens to him, and gradually attains a taste and knowledge, and in due course develops into that eventually develops into attraction and devotion. So we have to hear. And even now, we can associate intimately with Śrīla Prabhupāda by hearing from his tape ministry and reading his transcendental literatures. So this way, we can get the association of devotees, which is most essential for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. Gatara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki, Śrīśrī Rādhā Nandanīśvara Ki, Jagannātha Subhadra Bala Dev Ki, Giriraj Maharaj Ki. Glasses. Shri Shri Gauri Nitai Ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Guluk Premdan Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki, Hare Krishna.